Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We have patients have called us nonstop, distraught, begging and asking us where we're going, and we don't have an answer.
Unbridled rage comes to mind. Corporate greed's finest is going to leave an entire county without suitable health care.
This is the Week in Philly from KYW News Radio, and it looks like we are in the end game when it comes to two Delaware County hospitals. Let's bring in KYW's Tim Jimenez for more. And Tim, bad news, Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital look to be preparing to close. Kind of give us a quick recap of how we got here.
Well, Matt, Crozier Health's parent company, the private equity firm Prospect Medical Holdings, has had money troubles for some time and filed for bankruptcy in January. And then early in March, the company said it didn't have enough cash to keep the health system going, notably Crozier Chester Medical Center and Taylor Hospital. That led to a roller coaster of a ride for the last several weeks. Delaware County lawmakers tried to push back. Pennsylvania Attorney General Dave Sunday got involved, the nonprofit foundation for Delaware County. Actually put money into this, ended up giving tens of millions of dollars to keep the hospitals running until Prospect could nail down a long-term fix, new ownership to take over the health system. There was a point when hospital workers and officials were optimistic that a new ownership group would swoop in and save the day, but that never happened.
So then what happened this week that kind of closed this chapter?
A Prospect filed a motion in bankruptcy court to start the closure process. The company said there were no more lifelines, no more options to keep the Crozier health system going, no buyer to come in and take the reins. Elected officials on a local level in Delaware County, up to Governor Shapiro and Attorney General Dave Sunday, all expressed outrage at Prospect for going through with the closure. And a few hours before Tuesday's bankruptcy hearing, some of those officials joined hospital workers and community members outside Crozier for a rally. That included the head of the Nurses Association, Peggy Malone, who we've been talking to this entire time.
This can never happen again in this city, in this state, in this country. For profit cannot come in and take away all of the rights of the people in a poor community.
And then there's Dr. Max Cooper, who said that that day a man was taken to the ER for a heart attack. His heart actually stopped, he says, but they were able to save him.
If he had to drive 15 minutes down the road to Riddle or 30 minutes down the road to Penn or across state lines to Christiana, he would have died in the ambulance.
Real life or death consequences. And of course, on top of that, we're talking about 2,600 or so healthcare workers, Matt, who would be out of a job.
So do we now know the timeline for these two facilities to be closed down? And we should be clear, it's not just the hospitals that are going to close, right? There are going to be other services that go away.
And not just hospitals, but medical facilities that are part of the Crozier system. So, you know, we're talking about doctor's offices, for example.
My name is Missy Nichols. Private practices, primary care physicians that are affiliated with Crozier through the network. So those who need just their daily doctor visits. And those relationships they've had with trusted medical professionals who've known them their entire lives, like myself, are now without.
Hospital-wise, ambulances that would take patients to the ERs, those have been diverted already. Dr. Monica Taylor, chair of Delaware County Council, says Prospect is looking to cease operations by May 2nd. She says such a closure, if done properly, would take months, or should take months, not weeks, like what's happening here. So there is a lot of frustration. The county also issued an emergency declaration. Ridley declared a disaster as well.
You touched on this in an earlier answer, but I wanted to dig down into it more. This is really alarming for the people in Delaware County who are having these services taken away, because a lot of things like emergency health care is something you don't really think about until you need it. And then having to travel further away, not having things available, that can be the difference between life and death. This is a really big deal. It's going to leave a lot of people in a bad way.
Yeah, Matt, and as Dr. Cooper put it, you know, someone with a heart attack, for example, could be at risk if they don't have a hospital right nearby to go to like they were used to having for the longest time. So that's an issue. And our colleague Justin Udo spoke with Missy Nichols of Ridley Park, who has been going to Millmont Park Family Practice for quite some time.
I've been a patient there since I was 15, and now I'm in my glorious mid-40s to late 40s.
But now she has to find care elsewhere.
I was supposed to have a physical to handle some other things that I'm dealing with, and then I got a call stating that I had to be canceled because the office was closing. It left me stunned and concerned.
So what has the parent company, Prospect Medical Holdings, had to say about all of this?
Well, in a statement announcing the closure, the company called it an extremely difficult decision, but the company says it couldn't come up with a viable alternative. The company says the focus now is going to be on transitioning patients to other facilities.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us, and we will have more of The Week in Philly coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.